It's 8:45 and time for our gardening feature with Morne Fellhammer. Good morning, Morne.
A very good morning to you, and what a peaceful piece of music that was indeed. So this morning we're jumping straight into your garden with a very topical discussion point at this time of the year, which is weed control in your lawns. I think this time of the year, everybody that hasn't taken the proper precautions in their lawn, irrespective of the type of grass that you have, sits with a problem. And how to control weeds and what to do and which is the most cost-effective and the best way of controlling them. So I want to go through a few basic tips with regards to that. Now, first of all, you must remember that the healthier your lawn, the more vigorous the grass is growing, the less weeds you will have, because ultimately weeds really fall into that category of plants which we would refer to as colonizers. They're just waiting for a piece of open ground or fallow ground which is waiting to basically be colonized. So the denser your grass, the more healthy it is, the less chance that you are going to have weeds. So the secret, once again, is feeding of lawn. It's so vitally important, you know, and it's not just once a year that you go off and feed your lawn. It's a continual cycle throughout the year. I always recommend every 6 to 8 weeks as you should be feeding with a high nitrogen-based lawn-type fertilizer. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, at this time of the year, especially in the Western Cape, we have what we refer to as winter grasses, which come on up. These are little rye tuft grasses, which get these little seed pods on the end of the grass itself. Prevalent during the winter months, and as we say, winter grass. But if you have them in your garden at this time of the year, quite frankly, it's pointless to do anything out about them. If they're in small amounts, just pull them out by hand. The most important thing, of course, to do there is to ensure that when you mowing your lawn, mow with a grass box so that seed isn't setting for next year's growth again. That's very important. If you have a garden surface which is coming in and mowing with a weed eater or a brush cutter, or even with a lawnmower without a grass box, they're doing you a disfavor because the seed is just going to lie there till next year. And if you have a huge problem every year with winter grass, it is a good idea that in autumn you do get herbicides which you can spray onto your lawn as a pre-emergence spray. So what that really does is it will prevent the seed from germinating and thus ending at least the cycle of regeneration and growth. So that's important. That's the winter grasses. Then we talk about the broadleaf weeds, which are also a problem. Now, when it comes to that, there's a wide variety of broadleaf weeds. Some of them are sort of easy to remove, like the dandelions. If you have dandelions or any of the dandelion family in your garden, really, it's best removed using a good weeding tool. Get down on your knees, a good bit of exercise there in the garden, and simply remove them because they come out quite easily. They have a taproot system and they are easily removed out of the garden. And once again, do it before they set seed. I know dandelions are very pretty and it's wonderful if you blow those seeds out, but that's just going to perpetuate the problem even further. And then, of course, you have the other types of clovers, which can really be a problem. Hand removal is always the type of thing that I would suggest, but ultimately, if you have a large lawn which is really under threat from these type of clovers, then look at spraying a herbicide. And please look at the instructions. It's so important to follow the instructions with regards to the correct concentration, because if you are spraying an herbicide and and this is a selective herbicide, which will only target those broadleaf weeds, make sure that you don't overdose, because that can actually damage your lawn, and then it takes quite a long time for the grass to actually recover from that. So read the instructions, follow it thoroughly, make sure that you don't spray if there's wind blowing, because it can also spray onto your shrubs and cause some damage. Make sure that there's no precipitation or irrigation for at least 8 hours, and make sure that your lawn is nice and dry when you're using these herbicides. So there's a few tips with regards to lawn care, specifically weeds. Weeds in the garden are easy to control because they hand removal or use thick mulch to suppress the growth, and that's straightforward and quite easy. So there we have it for this week. And then for tomorrow, it's National Garden Day. And remember, the whole idea about Garden Day is not to necessarily work in your garden, but it's actually to enjoy enjoy your garden. Go out, enjoy the wonderful public open spaces that we have in Cape Town. Enjoy your own little private piece of heaven in your garden. Enjoy the fruits of your labor, so to speak, for everything that you've put in the past year. So happy gardening, everybody.